we begin with an interview about the interview. If you were planning to watch Seth Rogen and James Franco carry out the assassination of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un in the movie The Interview out on Christmas Day, too bad. Sony Pictures scrapped the film after major theater chains around the country chose not to release it. Sony has been the target of an unprecedented cyber attack where hackers stole emails and personal information that embarrassed top executives and shut down business at the studio. North Korea is believed to have played a role in the cyber attack against Sony, but U.S. officials say there's still some debate about the extent of DPRK's involvement, and investigators are looking into the possibility that hackers had inside help. Well, my next guest says that Sony and the American cinema companies that have refused to show the movie have done everything exactly wrong. Peter Singer is a strategist and senior fellow at the New America Foundation. His most recent book is Cybersecurity and Cyber War, What Everyone Needs to Know. Peter Singer, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Peter, we've latched on to the idea that this attack on Sony was terrorism. You've talked about that.
We need to distinguish here between what is terrorism and even cyber terrorism and what's not. And at least according to the FBI, not my definition, but the FBI's definition, both terrorism and cyber terrorism has to result in violence. In this case, Sony was hacked. It lost various kinds of information, like scripts that had descriptions of violence in them, like the new James Bond movie, but there hasn't been an act of violence itself. So to call it terrorism or cyber terrorism is just not true. But then there was this threat where the group said that they would create 9/11 style incidents at any movie theater that showed it, and that any movie viewer who went to the theater would experience a, quote, bitter fate. Here we have to distinguish between someone issuing a threat and their actual capability to carry it out. And it's just so crazy for me to have to say this, but the ability to steal gossipy email against a not so great defended computer network is not the same as being able to carry out physical 9/11 style attacks at 18,000 theaters simultaneously.
Yeah, I had the exact same reaction when I read about the threat on American cinema companies. To take that threat seriously, you have to believe that either the North Korean government or whoever their proxies are or whoever is doing this attack is poised to strike at any theater, even if it's just one theater, that they have agents in the United States ready to strike. It's a claim that's laughable on its face, but it had an effect. It's almost unbelievable.
It's as someone joked online, it's as if the movie executive saw the remake of Red Dawn and thought it was a documentary. I mean, we are literally in the realm of, beyond stupidity in this. But the dangerous part, this is where it moves from being silly to dangerous, is the reaction to that threat, which in technical terms we would call a cave-in. That is, they gave them everything they want. This group issued a anonymous, fairly empty threat when it comes to their proven capability to carry it out. Oh, by the way, U.S. intelligence also said there's no information to back this up. There's information that North Korean linked groups may have been behind the hack, but in terms of the threat to the physical threat to the movie theaters, not. But the point here is that by caving in, we set an absolutely horrible precedent, and a precedent that makes these kinds of threats far more likely for the rest of us. And so it moves from being a silly issue, it moves from being a freedom of speech issue, to one that has basically sent the signal to anyone that if you don't like something, just issue an empty, anonymous online threat and we'll fold.
Right.
And that's actually what happened here.
And you could argue that any movie that's truly interesting is going to make somebody mad. That's what makes it interesting. And so the invitation is there.
And we're not speculating here. Actually, the news came out today that there was another planned movie that was to be set in North Korea. It was going to have Steve Carell in it, and they're stopping it. So the precedent has been set. And what I'm getting at here is don't just limit this to movies that are apparently not going to be made anymore, but also it's this broader signal that we're sending to anyone who's upset about anything. Well, guess what? The new precedent at least is set by the movie theater chains as guess what? We're going to back down.
You can read some more details about this subject with Peter Singer in an interview he did on Vice.com's Motherboard page. Worth reading. Peter Singer, I want to read you something from Mitt Romney because he issued an interesting tweet last night. Mitt Romney said, Sony Pictures, don't cave, fight. Release the interview free online globally. Ask viewers for a voluntary $5 contribution to fight Ebola. Meaning, okay, you don't have to show it in theaters. Release it in a way that everyone can watch it on their own time, in the safety of their own home, free from the North Korean agents who are living in our country. And fight back. Don't cave. What do you think of that suggestion, and is it realistic?
We've seen various suggestions like that. And, you know, we'll wait to see if the mass upset, both in the political but also just the general public with what the theater chains and Sony have done, you know, forces this. At the end of the day, they can either try and make lemonade out of lemons or they can cave. So far, they've chosen cave. And, you know, we'll see. But it also sets up a wonderful irony for Sony, because among the things that got released from the hack were not just, you know, embarrassing emails about them putting down Angelina Jolie, but in some of the other emails was their fairly aggressive strategy to go after online piracy. So Sony could do that, except we also now know that they have a fairly aggressive, and when I say aggressive, I'm being very mild here. A lot of people have found it highly controversial. But so at the same time, they've been doing everything possible to stop online piracy. Now you were saying, hey, actually, why don't you put it online? So there's you know, wonderful contradictions here, shall we say.
Peter Singer, I thought I had hoped, you know, from the 90s that we had learned a lesson after the Iranian Ayatollah's fatwa against Salman Rushdie, which was a credible threat against a single person that a lot of people in the West actually acquiesced to. Salman Rushdie, especially in Britain, had a lot of detractors after his life was threatened for his art. This threat was much more hollow, and it seems like we haven't learned much.
I 100% agree. And the key also is I would argue the mistake here is the assumption that by caving into the bad thing, the bad stuff will stop happening to you. You know, the reality here is that Sony and now the movie theater chains are going to continue to have bad news swirl around them, both in terms of further disclosures of embarrassing information, but also now a mass amount of public upset around it. And, oh, by the way, the difference with the fatwa against Rushdie and Iran is that in this case, it was a fairly poorly worded, vague, anonymous threat online by a hacker group that's shown no capability to carry out a physical 9/11 style attack in 18,000 locations simultaneously. There's also a really weird precedent that goes back to not the 90s, but in the 2000s, which is, if you'll remember, there was an, unlike this thing that has not happened, we had an actual shooting at the movie premiere night of Batman. 12 people were killed, 70 in addition were injured, and yet the movie theaters kept showing the movie. In this case, compare that to issue an anonymous cyber threat. It's amazing.
Peter Singer, let's pretend before I let you go that Sony or a cinema company calls you up as a consultant and says, all right, from this moment forward, we want to do things differently. What's your advice now, or is this episode already too far gone?
Well, Sony, we know, has been repeatedly hacked going back to 2005, and yet its executives were, you know, emailing to each other like it was the first time they were on email. You know, they're saying bad things about their colleagues and partners and the like, which is, you know, stuff you and I learned in college not to do. But also, once they got inside their networks, it was like the hackers had the keys to the kingdom. And this is a mistake that a lot of organizations make by thinking that if I just have an exterior wall, everything on the inside doesn't have to be protected. And it shouldn't, you know, whether it was the personal financial information or the scripts, there should have been a lot more encryption there. Okay, so these are all the different things to make yourself better protected. But also just understand, you know, it's about resilience. It's about how you power through the attack, how you get back up quickly when you've been knocked down. And so now they have to figure out for themselves, are they going to continue in this strategy of caving, or will they, frankly, you know, as I was saying earlier, try and make lemonade out of lemons?
Peter W. Singer, author of Wired for War and Cybersecurity and Cyber War, What Everyone Needs to Know. Go to Vice.com in the motherboard page to read a detailed interview with Peter W. Singer on this very topic. Sony and the American cinema companies who have pulled the interview from American distribution. Peter Singer, thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Marion Brown. I'm actually in favor of pulling this type of movie. This type of comedy can bring on justified feelings of hatred and fears, and we just don't need that right now.
Hello, this is Robert from Carrollton. I do not believe giving in to threats of violence is all right. It encourages further threats of violence and gives power to cowards. However, I understand and respect their decision to protect their employees and avoid the risk.
Well, we've had a lot of response from you already on Sony's decision to pull the movie The Interview from Walnut Creek in California. Well, it's hard to argue since they've obviously been outgunned in cybersecurity department. In a perfect world, Sony would outsmart them by taking a financial loss, but to post the movie free online, just as Mitt Romney recommended, just to mess with Kim Jong-un, they ought to enlist Anonymous in making sure the movie is seen by many, many more people than it would have been seen originally. And from the takeaway.org, Sony should dub the movie into Korean and give away thousands of copies in South Korea for free. Many copies will make it over the border.
Hi, this is Colin Cole from Seattle, Washington. Basically, if people, companies, or countries back down every time they received anonymous threats saying, you better not do blank or you will regret it, we'd live in a pretty sorry world.
You can call us with your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. Coming up, a new chapter for the man who gave us Americans for a Better Tomorrow, tomorrow.
Moments ago, the Federal Election Commission made their ruling. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say, we won! I am a supercut! And so can you!
On the media's Brooke Gladstone on Stephen Colbert and the end of the Colbert Report. That's coming up.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.